Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
بدأت ببسمالله في القول أولا تبارك رحمانا رحيما وموئلا وثنيت أن الحمد لله دائما وما ليس مبدوءا به أذم العلا وثلثت صلى الله ربي على الرضا محمدا المهدى إلى الناس مرسلا وعترته ثم الصحابة ثم من تلاهم على الإحسان بالخير والبلاء وبعد فحبل الله فينا كتابه فجاهد به حبل العدا متحبلا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Given that it's relatively late, I won't take much of your time. I would like to sacrifice some of my time for Sheikh Mikael, who's preparing his I Have a Dream speech right next to me. So, inshallah, you can prepare for that, inshallah, and listen to someone much more articulate and qualified than myself. The topic that I have is, how can we be better at emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam today than my attempts in the previous years or the previous Ramadans? When I think about the topic of the sunnah, the prophetic precedent, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how it relates to me personally, I see three things that can help me achieve a closer station, a closer state to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first is the humanness of the Prophet alayhi salam. The second is the beauty of his sunnah. And the third is the simplicity of his lifestyle. When we study the Quranic vocabulary, you will notice a motif about the Prophets alayhim as-salatu wa taslim, and that is, they are humans just like us. Throughout the Quran, Allah commands the Prophet alayhi salam, say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am a human just like you're a human. I don't have this, you know, angelic quality that makes me immune to these human desires that you also have in your lives. And when we contemplate this reality, we find it easier to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he went through the same challenges that you and I face on a daily basis. I had the good fortune of breaking my fast today with a brother who had recently accepted Islam, and he had some questions, so we sat together and he wanted to ask about prayer, tahara, so on and so forth. And he said, I'm finding it difficult to wake up on time for Fajr, and sometimes I miss the prayer and I feel somewhat guilty about it. I feel this imperfection in my faith. And immediately, what came to mind was a beautiful hadith known as Laylatul Ta'ris. In the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon returning from a campaign, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they camped at a particular area, and the Prophet alaihi salam, he appointed Bilal to make sure everyone wakes up for their Fajr prayer. And Bilal stood up and said, "Ya Rasulullah, don't worry, I'm going to take care of this. I got you, don't worry." And everybody went to sleep. Bilal radiallahu anhu was awake, trying to stay up. But slowly, he was exhausted from the day's work. And then his eyes shut. When he opens his eyes, the first person he sees is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looking at him. And then he sees the sun behind him. He's like, "All right, you know what? I'm in a bit of trouble. What happened?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ya Bilal, what happened?" But he's smiling about it. So I told this brother about this incident in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I saw his face light up. He said, "Wow, that happened to the Prophet as well? Subhanallah, that makes me feel not as an excuse to avoid the prayer, but at least I won't feel as guilty and understand that this is part of the prophetic precedent." An academic conversation that we have about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, sometimes we see him sallallahu alaihi wasallam do certain things, and you wonder, wait, he was a prophet. How could he have done that? He's in prayer. After the prayer is done, the Sahaba say, "Ya Rasulullah, you know what? I don't think you prayed the correct number of raka'at." And the Prophet turns to them and says, "What Dhul Yadayn is saying, is it true that I not prayed the correct number of raka'at?" And the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, with all due respect, he's telling the truth." And the commentators explain the reason for this is not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wanted to humiliate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to leave a precedent for you and I so that when we naturally make a mistake, we have the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to look towards. Throughout the Quran, throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll find this motif. The second is the beauty of the sunnah. When someone understands something to be beautiful, something worthy of practice, they go out of their way to implement that. As Jalaluddin Ar-Rumi would say, "عِبَارَاتُنَا شَتَّى وَحُسْنُكَ وَاحِدُ وَكُلٌّ إِلَىٰ ذَاكَ الْجَمَالِ يُشِيرُ." That, oh, you know, there's so many ways of describing this beauty, but everything points towards that beauty. When you study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you find the beauty in his deeds, statements, and even in his silence that draws you towards it, that makes you want to implement it. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an, very famous incident recorded in Sahih Muslim. He's walking, and a non-Muslim without, you know, with ill intention comes to him and says, "You know, I hear that your Prophet teaches you everything. I hear that your Prophet teaches you everything. Well, let me ask you this. If he teaches you everything, does he even teach you how to relieve yourself in the bathroom?" Salman al-Farsi, he owned it. He owns it. And he says, "Yes, our Prophet alayhi salam even taught us how to do that. There's beauty in the most mundane of acts, in the most human needs and desires that we have, from our relationships with our family members, how to be intimate with our spouses, how to consume food, how to relieve ourselves. There's beauty in that because we're following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Ma'qil ibn Yasar radiallahu ta'ala an, he's invited with a group of the companions to meet the chieftain of a particular tribe. And obviously, he's the chieftain, he's the leader of the tribe. So he's surrounded by the elite. And they're all eating. A morsel of food falls from the hand of Ma'qil ibn Yasar, and it's on the side. And Ma'qil ibn Yasar goes and he picks it up, he blows on it, he cleans the food, and then he consumes it, he eats it. The person next to him nudges him and says, "Yo, calm down, what you doing, man? You shouldn't be doing this, we're in front of a leader. He's gonna think we're, you know, we're poor people, he's gonna think lowly of us." And then Ma'qil ibn Yasar, with a lot of confidence, he says that, "Do you think أَنَتْرُكْ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِنَا لِهَذَا الدِّحْقَانِ? Do you think we're going to leave the beautiful practice of our Prophet ﷺ of humility, of not wasting, just so that I can impress this chieftain? I'm sorry, you're speaking to the wrong person." So when we find beauty in the acts and the practice and the statements of the Prophet ﷺ, we feel motivated to do it. It can be difficult on our nafs. that when I have a misunderstanding with my parents, to try to reconcile that. When I have a disagreement with my siblings, to, you know, step on my ego and try to show the better of myself. You know, when I'm practicing on the sunnah, it's difficult, but it's definitely beautiful. And last but not least, the simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah is what helps me to emulate it and bring it into my life. It's nothing difficult. It complements a natural lifestyle. That's why the sunnah, in many respects, is synonymous to the fitrah. What is the fitrah? The fitrah is the natural disposition that I am born with. The sunnah complements that. Aspects of hygiene, ethics, morality, human relations, everything is in accordance to our human nature, and that is what we'll find in the sunnah. So when we bear these three points in mind, number one, the humanness in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I find perfection in what I assume to be imperfect. I now follow that and I don't feel guilty about myself. Rather, I find a motivation to get closer and closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second is the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah. It's something that's attractive. It's something that enhances a healthy lifestyle. It makes me want to do it because it makes me a better human being. And last but not least is the simplicity. Shaqiq al-Balkhi was once accompanied by a traveler, a foreign person who wanted to be his disciple, wanted to spend time in his company. And after some time, this person, this foreigner, this student, he comes to Shaqiq and he complains. He says, listen, in all honesty, look, you're special. There are a lot of special people in the world, but I decided to come to you for a very particular reason. And that is, word on the street is, you can do miracles. They say you can levitate. They say you can walk on water. You know, the word on the street is that you can do things that defy physics. And I've been with you for a few weeks, and literally you're no different than I am. I don't see anything special about you. Shaqiq tells this person, look, I'm sorry for whoever said that to you about me. I'll be the first to acknowledge that I don't and I cannot do any miracles. But let me ask you this. Have you seen me leave a single sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout these few months? And the person says, truth be told, no, I see you're very punctual about it. And then he says, in my eyes, holding on to one sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more valuable than displaying thousands of miracles. Because a miracle doesn't get you closer to Allah like the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what we need to strive towards. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us better human beings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakumullahu khairan.